This is Sean Roberts from the soon-to-be-released website seanjroberts.com, and I am going to bring you a quick review of an iPad application. I'm not wading into the reviews of the bigger device, or the device as a whole, because there's many, many excellent reviews out there. I downloaded and purchased Pages from the iPad App Store, which is Apple's word processing app, $9.99. And a couple of things I was looking forward to was just trying word processing in general on the iPad and also being able to use a wireless keyboard with it. And I tried both today, tried to push it fairly hard, opened a couple of documents, edited the documents, saved the documents, created a few new emails and pages actually to send to clients, and the possibilities for productivity are large. Using the Apple Wireless keyboard allows me to type almost at the same speed I would on a desktop computer or a laptop, and just make a huge leap over what I can do even on the virtual keypad of the iPad, which is nice, but it's still not as good as a physical keypad. Pages allows me to edit documents, edit font some, and highlight, underline, italicize things, save the documents. I can jump out of the Pages app and into something like Safari, check something or copy something, jump back into Pages, and be right back to the document I was working on. Pages saves your document automatically every 30 seconds or so, which is nice, so you don't have to worry about it. You can export as a Word document, you can email the document, you can export it to iWork, so you have all those possibilities. I see it being very useful down the road as I get more used to it, as far as creating some documents, typing out longer emails, being able to do some formatting, and doing this on the go without having to carry a laptop. This is a quick review of Pages on the iPad from Sean Roberts of the soon-to-be-released Sean J. Roberts podcast, or website, and podcast.